we sometimes talk of practice as serving, serving all beings, saving all beings, but really no one to serve, no one to save, and yet there is our serving. This is fundamental practice, fundamental life, serving. Serving this moment universe that life offers us, that my life offers me, that your life offers you. That's Zazen. That's practice. That's serving breath, serving body, serving mind, serving all and any form that arises as this moment, serving sound, serving smell, serving sight. What is serving? What is serving the this moment Dharma arising? And as I said, this serving is intertwined with what often gets translated as saving or liberating all beings, harmonizing all beings. Serving is the practice function, the effort function. This is liberating from delusions, from attaching to self-permanence delusions, which otherwise results in unsatisfactoriness and harm in our life. The truth is, only this self-centeredness hinders and deludes this natural serving bodhisattva. And this hindering and deluding results in all sorts of difficulties. Of course, serving isn't uniquely Zen or Buddhist. Themes of serving exist in many cultures and traditions. If you reflect on it, you can see that we in the United States use the word public service as a guide and an ideal for public positions, for those being entrusted with power on behalf of the people who, in our nation, are the source of political authority for all the various levels of governmental power. And while we don't expect or connect businesses and business leaders and business enterprises with the ideals of public service, but we most certainly do expect, or at least hope, that governmental officials are guided by ideals and goals of serving the people, serving the public. This serving the public was a theme in Hakuin Zenji's various letters to public officials in 17th century Tokugawa Japan. There are other examples of this in medieval China Chan comments. And we in the U.S. and Hakuin Zenji in Japan find it particularly egregious when public officials, instead of serving the needs of the public, use their present or past positions and powers for self-aggrandizement and self-enrichment instead of the public service. As many of you know, I was the attendant, the Jisha, for my teacher Maizumi Roshi, both in the Zendo for a number of years and at living with him and at his home. One of the most important practices of Maizumi Roshi was serving, and I learned much from this from him, this serving, the what, where, how, and who. And appropriateness of the time, the forms, the place, the functions, and the people being served. I've written about this elsewhere with more details about some of the points of serving that I saw and learned from Maizumi Roshi. It's important for us to know that liberating, serving, is not to make someone into who we think, believe, or know they should be, but to allow, nurture, and support them to be who they are. To see any so-called hindrances for what they are, nurture the Buddha they are, support the Bodhisattva they are. Now, if I say that in terms of people, but it's in terms of each and every moment practice or each and every moment experiencing, that this is relevant in our life. See? Serving is giving what is most appropriate for the guest, not what's most desired by the host or what's the agenda of the host. We are host to all sorts of guests that arise in our life. That's serving just this moment universe, which is our, their life. This is forgetting self, forgetting what we know. This is being, not knowing, and serving what is so, what we see. Some of you might be familiar with an analogous Chan Zen tradition that's articulated in what's known as the guest host koan. A number of koan dealing with position of guest host, freely serving and being served, freely taking care of this, and yet serving empty, being served empty, what is served all empty, and yet we must take good care of this. See, this is our practice. Forgetting self, we serve this universe, this life moment. So, take care, being, experiencing, take good care of this life moment. Thank you.